We at KGN, you are dedicated to bringing you coverage of breaking news as it happens. You're hearing from experts and scientists telling you what to worry about and not worry about. The reliable information you find here is made possible by donations from listeners like you. The most important thing you can do to support this work is to become a member today by going to KGN.
It is 30 seconds after 7 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box. And good evening and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist highlights the voice and career of bass baritone Walter Berry. Known for his warm and expressive voice, he excelled in a wide range of styles, from the comic to the dramatic, such as Simone in Korngold's Violante. We'll also hear music of Richard Strauss, Bela Bartok, Ludwig van Beethoven, and more when you join me now in the Opera Box for tonight's tribute to Walter Berry. Simona Trovai. Simona Trovai, the military commander of 15th century Venetian Republic, has been searching the house for his wife Violante, ordering the guards and servants to locate her. When she returns later from the marketplace, she will make a demand that horrifies him. This is from Violante, the opera of 16-year-old Erich Wolfgang Korngold. And we heard in that recording the bass baritone Walter Berry as Simona. Marek Janowski conducted the Munich Radio Orchestra. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel. And tonight my playlist highlights the voice and career of the bass baritone Walter Berry. Berry was born in Vienna and lived from 1929 to 2000. He studied music and voice at the Vienna Music Academy, and he made his stage debut at 18 with the Vienna State Opera, becoming a permanent member there in 1950 while still a student at the Academy. He maintained his relationship there for the rest of his career. In 1952, he was invited by Herbert von Karajan to be part of the Salzburg Festival. And between Vienna and Salzburg, Barry would build a repertoire of some 100 roles. His first roles that drew attention to him were in Mozart, such as Leporello and Papageno, while also establishing a world-class reputation in oratorio and lieder, or art songs. Then in 1957, he married the great mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig. They were married for 14 years and often appeared and recorded together. I'll have some of that as part of tonight's program. But he was established as a real star when he appeared as the evil Don Pizarro, the corrupt prison governor in Beethoven's Fidelio. He appeared in the 1961 classic performance that was conducted by the great Otto Klemperer, and Barry's wife, Christa Ludwig, starred in that recording as Leonora, who disguises herself as a man, Fidelio, to try to rescue her husband from prison. We're going to hear Walter Barry in that recording in Don Pizarro's Act One aria. The corrupt prison governor plans to execute Leonora's husband, Florestan. And in his Act One aria, he extols his plan, instructing the jailer Rocco to dig the grave.
Ich nah im Staube, dem lauten Spott zum Raube. Dahin, dahin, ja dahin gestreckt zu sein. Nun ist es mir geworden, den Mörder selbst zu morden. Nun ist es mir geworden, den Mörder selbst zu morden. Den Mörder selbst zu morden.
steigen Sie mit einem Trompeter sogleich den Turm. Sehen Sie mit der größten Achtsamkeit auf die Straße von Sevilla. Sobald Sie einen Wagen von Reitern begleitet sehen, lassen Sie augenblicklich durch den Trompeter ein Signal geben. Verstehen Sie? Augenblicklich! Ich erwarte die größte Pünktlichkeit. Sie haften mir mit Ihrem Kopf dafür. Rocco.
Herr?
Jetzt, Alter! Alter, jetzt hat es eine, dir wird ein Glück zuteile, du wirst ein reicher Mann. Das geb ich nur daran. Das geb ich nur daran.
So sagt doch nur in eine, womit ich dienen kann, womit ich dienen kann.
Du bist von kaltem Blute, von unverzagtem Mute.
Schnell ein Grab und dann, dann werd ich schnell vermummt mich in den Kerker schleichen. Ein Stoß und ihr verstummt. Verhungert
ist er mit einem Kämpfer.
Hast du mich verstanden? Du gibst
ein Zeichen, dann werd ich selbst vermummt in den Bergen schleichen. Ein Stoß und ihr verstummt, ihr sterbt mit eines Göttern, wo kurz hat eine Wein, sein Tod kann ich retten, dann will ich frei sein, dann will ich frei sein, nur ich frei sein, dann will ich frei sein.
The corrupt prison governor, Don Pizarro, congratulating himself on his plan to execute Florestan. From Fidelio, music of Ludwig van Beethoven, we heard the great Walter Berry as Don Pizarro, also Gottlob Frick as the jailer Rocco. Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonic Orchestra in a famous 1961 recording. We're just coming up on 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And tonight my playlist pays tribute to the great bass baritone Walter Berry. Well, his baritone became known for warmth, and his acting excelled in expressiveness. This made him perfect for sympathetic, humorous, and avuncular fatherly characters. We're going to hear him in some of those roles now. Berry made his Metropolitan Opera debut in the role of Barak, the poor dyer and the kindly suffering husband, in Richard Strauss' parable opera Die Frau ohne Schatten, The Woman Without a Shadow. He later recorded the role with the Vienna State Opera, and we're going to hear that. In this scene from Act One, Barak comes home from work to his cold, aloof wife. He tries to warm to her, but she just complains about their poor life. He's sad that they have no children, but it's clear she isn't interested in trying.
Dass sie mir hocken und Kurz ist ein Mann, der vor dir steht. Soll ich dir nicht anrühren, dir wehren?
Nein, steh mir vorher! Ach ja, mein Mann, ich weiß, ach ja, ich weiß, was das heißt.
Barak, the kindly dyer, is rebuffed by his aloof wife from Die Frau ohne Schatten, The Woman Without a Shadow, music of Richard Strauss. Later in the opera, we learn why she is this way, and they'll both learn a lesson that brings them back together. In that recording, we heard Walter Berry as Barak and the great Birgit Nilsson as his wife. Carl Boehm conducted the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. It's about 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell. Tonight I have a playlist of music that highlights the voice of the great bass baritone Walter Berry. And please stick around after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll continue as your host with a supplemental program to my original series, Tracing the Evolution of the Symphony. Tonight we'll hear the transition from classical to romantic period with the music of Haydn and Beethoven and more. That's at 8 p.m. right here at KGNU. Well, the role of Barak the Dyer was one of the last performances that Walter Berry gave when he retired in 1987. Another genial husband role perfected by Berry was the father in Hansel and Gretel. Now, you probably recall in that fairy tale that Hansel and Gretel, their family is poor, they're poor peasants, and while playing, the two children spilled the last of their milk, which was supposed to be for their supper. The mother sent the two out into the woods to pick berries as a punishment. Well, In Act 1, the father comes home loaded with food and wine and milk. He's had a great day, but he's greeted by his angry wife at first. Then he shows her all the food that he has. From Hansel and Gretel.
La 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 gibt's prächte Weste bei, Kirmes, Hochzeit, Jubiläum, Böllock im Mai und große Lesung. Mein Geschäft kommt nun zur Miete, dessen Ruhe sei dein Gemüse. Die feine Fässe feiern, der muss kehren, schluppen und scheuern. Boto meine Waren aus, zog damit von Haus zu Haus. Auf Wiesen! Auf Wiesen! Und der Feger, deine Würste, Spindejäger, sie da verkauft ich massenweise meine Ware zu dem Heil.
Hansel and Gretel's father comes home carrying a load of food, wine, and milk, the first real meal the family's had in a while. From Hansel and Gretel, music of Engelbert Humperdinck, and that recording we heard Walter Berry as the father, Julia Hammari as the mother, Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Twenty-five minutes before 8 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell with my program paying tribute to the bass baritone Walter Berry. In addition to his voice, Berry's physical appearance added to his dramatic versatility. He had a round face, smiling eyes, and a warm smile, which could be genial or menacing. And that served him well in one of his famous roles, the farcical Baron von Ox in Richard Strauss' Der Rosenkavalier. The Baron is an oafish boor who has arranged a marriage to the very young Sophie. The Baron has used up his money, but Sophie's parents are nouveau riche, and they want to use their money as an entree to the 18th century Viennese aristocracy. So in Act Two of Strauss' masterpiece, the Baron is introduced to his young fiancée, but he's pompous and rude, and he's attacked by the young man who's actually in love with Sophie. By the end of the act, he's been left alone with his bruised ego and his sore body. He consoles himself with wine from Sophie's parents, and he soon becomes tipsy. His own servants curse under their breath as he waltzes drunkenly around the room, congratulating himself on his upcoming wedding and a secret meeting that he has planned.
Satan! Oh! Oh! Tambor und fuchtelt mit dem Spade.
Marschieren in den Wind.
sie nun wisch. Such sie meine Taschen, meine Brille. Nein, such sie nicht. Kann sie Geschriebenes lesen? Zeig ihm mein Zimmer hin, dort drüben, dass ich die Antwort. Dann direkt
thank you.
The Drunken, Oafish, Baron von Ox, from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. And of course, we heard Walter Berry as the Baron. Leonard Bernstein conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. I'm going to conclude my program tonight in honor of Walter Berry with one of his greatest performances in a less often performed opera, Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle. Most people know the French legend of Bluebeard, who murdered his wives. Well, Bartok's opera is symbolic, and the title gives us a clue. It's Bluebeard's Castle, not Bluebeard. The opera takes place just after Bluebeard has married Judith, or Judit. When they enter his castle, the young Judith sees seven doors with locks on them. She impetuously demands the keys, one by one, as Bluebeard tries and begs to dissuade her. One door conceals his wealth, another his armory, and so forth. She finally opens the seventh door, and there are his previous wives, alive and beautiful. It dawns on Judith that she must now join them. Resisting at first, she slowly goes in, and then Bluebeard is alone. It's as if the castle is really Bluebeard's mind, and the women are now locked in his memory.
Corona, Thank you.
The conclusion of Bluebeard's Castle, music of Béla Bartók. And in that recording, we heard the great Walter Berry as Bluebeard and his wife at the time, Christa Ludwig, as Judith. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
KGNU hopes you'll join us in thanking our underwriters for their continued support of our mission to provide diverse voices and perspectives not found on traditional media outlets during and after this health crisis. The critical backing we receive from the business and nonprofit community is a big part of the reason we are able to bring you the programming you love and rely on. And that's a wonderful thing, especially in uncertain times. What remains certain? KGNU's commitment to serving our listeners and the entire community.
Support comes from Community Food Share, providing drive-through pickup service for groceries in Broomfield, Boulder, and Longmont. More information, including schedule and locations, at communityfoodshare.org.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist is an addendum to my series on the symphony. My 30-part program from 2017 and 2018 that spanned the history and evolution of the symphony from its Baroque roots up to today. And tonight we're going to delve into the bridge between the classical and romantic periods of the symphony with music of Haydn, Beethoven, and Weber. I've got some detailed examples so you can hear the evolution and transition from classical music of Haydn with his 103rd symphony and the emerging romanticism of Beethoven's 2nd and Weber's early symphony number 1. If you join me now for a Classic Monday. That was music from Symphony No. 1 of Carl Maria von Weber. We heard John Georgiadis conduct the Queensland Symphony. We'll hear more of that later. And if you've been listening to my programs over the past several years, you may recall my series on the symphony. Over the course of 30 programs, my playlists trace the evolution of the symphony through the works of the major composers Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Berlioz, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Brahms, Bruckner, Mahler, Tchaikovsky, Sibelius, Nielsen, and then up through the American composers Ives, Copland, Barber, Harris, Schumann, up to our very own Geoffrey Nitsch here in Boulder. Well, at the time, I said I would revisit the symphonies and that particular subject and try to fill in some of the gaps. This is the first such supplemental program taking a closer look at the borderline of classicism and romanticism. We'll start with Haydn's Symphony No. 103. Now, Haydn lived from 1732 to 1809.